Vectis Radio, FM 104.6.
This is a public announcement. Vectis Radio has been hijacked. You are now listening to the 4P's Takeover. Normal service will be resumed in due course.
Hello, this is Josie Shaw. Welcome to the Moving Up Show. Chaz, what are you going to be talking about on Chaz Games today?
Well, today I'll be talking about Battlefield 6 just been released and it's based in World War 2.
Oh, well, I am intrigued. And Josh, what about you? Got something to tell us about your food, glorious food?
Today, I'm going to be doing a recipe on chocolate pots.
Ooh, that sounds truly scrumptious. Also today, I am talking about Peter Pan on the Disney sing-along. Well then, come on everyone, let's get started. Hello, this is Josie Shorts for Disney sing-along, and this is the timeless of Disney films. I'll be picking my favorite songs from the soundtrack and singing them for you. This week, my Disney film is Peter Pan. It was written by J.M. Barrie, and the Disney film came out in 1956.
Tell us about the story, Josie.
Well, it's about a boy named Peter Pan who never ever grew up, and he's been living in Neverland for like centuries, thousands of years, but stayed as a boy. Also, it's about him who met the Darling children, John and Michael, and a beautiful Wendy. And with the help of the pixie fairy Tinkerbell, she uses all her pixie dust who make them all fly like Peter Pan.
That sounds lovely. Which songs are you going to tell us about this week?
Well, there's five of them and I'll tell them in different order. Number one is Following the Leader. It's about John who's leading not only Michael, but the Lost Boys too. Number two is pirate songs, like Yo-ho, yo-ho, yo-ho. Number three is The Second Star to the Right Shines in the Bright for You. And number four is You Can Fly, You Can Fly, You Can Fly. I did try to make that my favourite, but it wasn't strong enough. So number five, which is my truly favourite song, is the Indian song, What Makes a Red Man Red.
And why is that your favourite, Josie?
Because it's like a celebration, all the Indians are dancing and whooping and cheering, and it's kind of fun to me, and I'm going to sing it straight for you.
Lovely, take it away.
Hamunagunda, 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 Hamunagunda. What makes a woman's wear? What makes a woman's wear? Hamunagunda, 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 Hamunagunda.
Bravo!
Thank you. Well, this is Josie Shaw from Disney Sing Along. Thank you for listening, and I hope you will join me next week.
I'm Josh, and this week I'm making chocolate pots.
What ingredients do you need for your chocolate pots, Josh?
You will need 125 grams of plain chocolate, 2 large eggs, 2 teaspoonfuls of coffee essence, and 130 millilitres of double cream.
Well, not many ingredients. What do you have to do with them?
Break up 100 grams of chocolate and put it in a basin. And no, not where you wash your hands. Place over a saucepan of hot water until melted. Beat until smooth, separate the eggs, putting them in whites in a large glass bowl and the yolks in a small glass bowl. Beat coffee essence into the melted chocolate until smooth, then beat in egg yolks followed by 4 tablespoons of cream. Whisk the egg whites until stiff and firm. Fold carefully and evenly through the chocolate mixture. Pour the chocolate into 4 small serving dishes and chill until set. Grate the remaining chocolate, whip the remaining cream until stiff, fill a piping bag, well done chocolate pots, and sprinkle with grated chocolate.
Ooh, lovely and chocolatey. Where did you find this recipe, Josh? It's quite unusual.
This was from a very old recipe book. You've been listening to Joshua's Recipe of the Week.
Well, I'm with Sherry today and we'll be talking about Battlefield, but it's based in World War 2. So do you know anything about the Battlefield game?
No, I know absolutely nothing about the Battlefield game. Mind you, the only games I play at the moment are sort of like card games on the computer, like Solitaire and Yahtzee. So I get involved with my grandson. So this might be a good one to know as he gets older.
Yes, indeed. This one is actually based on a true story as well. It's more a first-person shooter and you get to shoot a lot of people around.
I suppose that is war-like, isn't it?
Yeah.
When you say it's a true story, is it a particular battle in the Second World War? Or was it just taken from the whole concept of the war?
There's so many battles built into one of it and it is the way it's been dealt with. Does that make sense?
I think it does make sense, yeah. I think to make it entertaining to play, they'd just probably have to amalgamate it all. Go on then, Chaz, tell us all about it.
Well, you have your first person, that is the way he's doing it. He's so funny, and he's done so much stuff over the years that on the first one, in Battlefield 5, when he talked about he did the first Battlefield 1, it's all changed. And the second one, there's so many upgraded weapons. There's the way the guy walks, the way one of the person don't have his full arm, and there's so much other things.
It's difficult to take on board. I think you have to see these things to really understand them. Is this the one that you play on a computer or a console?
It's on all consoles, so it's on the Xbox One, the Xbox 360, and the PSs, and the PC as well.
And I presume it isn't for children?
Well, parent guidance can be agreed to some of the Battlefields over age 15, so it can be.
Do you know if you can get parental bits put in there, so if a younger child wanted to play it, they could take out the violent bits?
Yes, you can go onto your settings on each game and click not graphic, and it turns down the blood and the actual violence on it.
Actually, I'd probably prefer to play a game that wasn't quite so violent.
Well, that's the end of that. We'll see you next week, everyone.
Reasons to be cheerful. Part 3. Reasons to be cheerful. Part 3. Reasons to be cheerful. Part 3. Reasons to be cheerful.
In Dory and the Blockheads, Reason to be Cheerful Part 3. So it's January, people may be feeling blue, so we want to find out what three reasons we have to be cheerful. Josh, what's your three ways and reason to be cheerful?
My first reason to be cheerful is my photography. Last Sunday, there was a blood moon, where the moon was a different colour and it's a lot bigger than normal. My second reason to be cheerful is going for walks, because there are a lot of footpaths around the island to walk along. My third reason to be cheerful is working with the community. On Thursday afternoons, I work at the Living Room, which is a community cafe which works with the church around the island, and it also works with homeless people.
So that gives you a real sense of well-being, which makes you cheerful.
Yes. Claire, what's your reasons to be cheerful?
Josh, my first reason to be cheerful is listening to birdsong. Sometimes when I'm walking to work or walking back from work or just out and about, I pass a particular hedge right near Sainsbury's. It's absolutely full of little birds. I don't know what they are. I'm not an expert, but they are singing away to their heart's content. They just sound so cheerful in themselves, and it's just such a joyous sound that really lifts my spirits.
And your second reason, Claire, to be cheerful?
Well, anybody who knows me well will know that I absolutely love a cup of tea. I drink so many cups of tea a day, and there's nothing as refreshing as a lovely hot cuppa. They're always guaranteed to bring a smile to my face.
And your third reason?
My third reason to be cheerful, I love going to gigs. I love live music, I like listening to the music, having a little dance, I like the atmosphere. It's just, for me, it's just a really good experience that always makes me happy. Chaz, what about you?
Well, I like eating and playing the Xbox at the same time.
That sounds good, that sounds like multitasking.
I know, right? The second one is being out and about with friends.
Okay, so what do you mean out and about? Where do you go?
Anywhere around Newport, just not being hooligans, just being like actual people doing the good thing.
Yeah, so just socialising.
Yeah, that's the word.
Nice. And it's always good meeting other people, isn't it? Great. Yeah. What about your third thing?
Having a cup of coffee with my dad and having a chat.
Oh, that's really nice.
What about you, Sherry?
Well, I was just thinking of how nice it is having a chat with your dad.
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing. Yeah. I hope your dad's listening.
Yeah. Me too.
Well, my first reason to be cheerful is I play with my grandson. We play Lego. At home, we've got this large box of Lego left over from, well, his dad, actually, and his aunties and uncles. And we just sit there and we make these huge fantasy vehicles and buildings and generally just roll on the floor and have a bit of a giggle.
That sounds like good fun.
And my second reason to be cheerful is watching the birds feeding in the garden. Over the last few months, we've been putting up bird feeders and putting them in different places. And it's just great watching them and moving about. There's something wonderful about nature.
There is.
It just sort of lightens you up.
It does. And what about your third reason to be cheerful?
Well, I enjoy walking, and walking with a group, mainly with my family and dogs and things. And then suddenly just running off and running round and mucking about.
Running away.
Could be. But no, just suddenly going into a run and everyone just being silly and just being like a kid, really.
Yeah, that sounds great.
Right, Josie, your three reasons to be cheerful.
Well, first, I love listening to music because it makes you want to, like, dance around, jump around, things like that. I have least favourite musician, Owl City, because all these sounds so adorable, sounds very adventurous in a way. And then my second one is, whenever I'm poorly sometimes, I put on one of the comedy programmes, and my favourite ones are Dad's Army.
So that always lifts your spirits then if you're feeling a bit unwell.
Yeah, that's... The third one is, at home I go around and tell myself a story, even though when I think of funny parts, it makes me laugh so much.
Oh, that's nice. So you're sort of lifting your own spirits there, aren't you? You're making yourself cheerful by telling yourself a story. Funny how our reasons to be cheerful have been a lot about nature and a lot about music, haven't they?
Well, that's our reason to be cheerful. I hope it cheered you up.
Well, we really enjoyed the show. I hope you did as well. Next week, Josie, which Disney film will we be talking and singing about?
Well, next week I'll be talking and singing about The Sword in the Stone.
That sounds good. This is the Moving Up Show, part of the four-piece project on Vectis Radio and the Isle of Wight College. You can listen to us on 104.6 FM and online.